seca, todo el mundo en pandilla, en la discoteca.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show. We are on season 6, episode 21. The last episode, by the way, did very well. That was the intern episode. So nice job, Alex, for talking.
Do you know, do you have how many total episodes we've done up over there?
Like a total number of episodes?
Yeah, like all time in the last 6 years.
No,
I feel like we should figure that out so when it comes to like the 500th or whatever, we can do something cool.
Yeah. I mean, this whole deal with KSL, that's really when we started to track them. So all of our data is probably like on SoundCloud from back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Well, never mind.
Back when we were a lot more slimmer and in really good shape.
Dude, I've lost 10 pounds since that last video.
You have?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I told you I was going to. Went back to the gym.
That's it?
Yeah, stopped eating Ho-Hos and Twinkies.
Yeah? Did you, what about energy drinks? Did you cut those out?
Why would you cut those out?
I don't know, a lot of
you
sugar?
You just drink the zero sugar ones. Huh. I've never had the ones that have sugar in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't look at you. I don't know if you look slimmer or not.
I'm
sorry. I got fatter coming back from Texas for sure.
Well, yeah, all that barbecue?
Dude, good food.
Dude, good company.
But I was working in 104 degree weather in the humidity. So I'm like, dude, I've got to be 7 pounds lighter, like, after this day. But we went out to get really good steak. And, yeah, dude, they're like, you want dessert? Yeah.
Does being around all those fitness people make you just, like, do you shame yourself?
No, not really. No, because, dude, all of my friends in San Diego are fitness dudes. They were always, like, way stronger than I was or in better shape.
Yeah, but not Miss Olympia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Miss Olympia? What's her name?
Danilyn Bailey.
Yeah.
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 She's like creme de la creme of women's fitness. Yeah.
Yeah. She's, they're nice. Yeah. So I went to go shoot FitCon in Dallas, Texas, hanging out in airplane hangars, walked around Dallas, filmed cool people, all that stuff. Good stuff. Good content.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm a little drained though.
I can tell.
Yeah. I need a little bit.
A little moody.
Yeah. It's because
I've
got. A
little defensive.
No.
Yeah,
I've just got a lot of projects.
Dude,
just got a lot of projects, man. I know. So let's start with everything here. So Josh, how are you? How have you been?
I'm fine. I'm ready to talk some soccer.
Yeah, Isaac.
Doing good. Doing
junior
good.
Producer.
Yeah, doing good.
Getting into altercations with people in parking lots that are trying to break into your car.
Yeah. That's. I don't know if I should talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah, cool. Maybe not. But okay. Hey, you've been upgraded from junior producer to now junior producer / security.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I've been that guy. I had to yell at him. So I don't usually yell at people, but you know.
That's more yelling than the rest of us do, so you're now security.
Yeah, there's video.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk much. My throat is shamed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of yelling.
We got Alex Napolis. Is that how you say your last name?
Yeah.
Your last
that
name?
Is. Yep.
Napolis. Napolis.
Yep.
How are you, dude?
Doing great, man. I'm a little bored because of the international break.
Wow.
But I'm back.
Show's boring? That boring already?
Not you guys are boring. I'm just saying the international break is boring because we can't sit here and talk RSL.
That's right. Yeah. We gotta make it a little bit interesting because it's been a little while since we've had any real major Real Salt Lake news. I feel like there's not much that has happened unless you guys have something to bring to the table.
You talked about Vancouver, I guess. I mean, I called it, right?
Yeah.
2-1.
You did call it.
So, trap game, here we go. We can carry on.
Yeah. You're doing big things.
I'm doing
great.
Who'd
you talk to today?
I'm doing great.
On El Show RSL?
We talked to Javier Morales today.
How was that?
Club legend. It was a little. I was fangirling, not going to lie.
Yeah. Wait,
he's growing up. He's
Javier Morales?
Javier Morales.
Who's?
Club legend.
Name's not ringing a bell.
Whatever, dude. What are you saying? Like, we should call him Javi?
Oh, yeah, I know Javi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever, dude. It's Javier, bro.
Way to
interrupt his story.
The sign in our studio that has Morales spelled wrong just absolutely kills me. And the fact that he signed it anyway.
We'll show you. Anyways, you had him on the show.
Yeah, he came on the show, RSL. he seems very happy with what he's doing down in Miami. He's just kind of over the academy, doing some coaching down there, and he seems very happy. We talked to him about that. We talked to him about just kind of his memories and of his career here. Talked a little bit about how much he misses the fan base. And so if you guys know Spanish, he has a special message for you guys. So check out El Show RSL as well.
Well, for special us non-Spanish speakers, do you want to share that in English?
He just said that he misses the fan base. He said that he absolutely loved his time here. He wishes things would have gone a little differently. But maybe his career is in God's hands, according to him, and we'll see what happens down the line.
Wow.
Very cool.
But right now he's, like I said, very happy in Miami. His kids are doing stuff for the Inter Miami Academy as well.
Yeah. Santi needs to come here.
He got a call-up to the U15, I believe it was, not too long ago.
Ooh. Can you believe that kid's 15 now?
No. That's everything crazy. That since Alex has been here, I've just like realized how old I am now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I told Javi.
I was 13 at the Cup.
I told Javi today that he got to RSL when I was 6, and that made him feel old. So I kind of felt bad making Javier Morales feel old.
Yeah, way to go. Way to mess with the club legend.
Yeah. Well, cool, yeah. Man. That's excellent content. That's really cool stuff. Yeah, go check out El Show RSL. If you don't know Spanish, learn it and go find out some cool insight. Cool. So, hey, actually, today we're recording at the KSL Studios. I kind of gave you guys like a really quick tour that wasn't really a tour. But right now we are recording in the KSL broadcast house. Below us there, you know, they got the TV studios rolling.
The news is live right now.
Whoa. And so if we sound, you know, we may not sound a little better because we're still kind of using our independent stuff right now. Because
yeah, Andy doesn't have permissions
yet to use this actual board, this nice soundboard in front of me. But we're in the KSL broadcast house. And so, dude, can you imagine being Alex just coming to the RSL show and you're doing it first time in the KSL studio?
I mean,
like, where were you with like the first time you came on the RSL show or when you guys were doing it?
My mother's basement floor. Not even at a table. We were laying on the ground around a microphone on our on our bellies with our little hands under our chin.
With your feet?
And our feet crossed behind us just turning our head sideways.
Who was doing the show with you at that time?
Oh, man. Matt Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. We saw him today. Shout out.
Jake. Travis. Kane would show up sometimes. AY would show up occasionally. Bean would show up occasionally. It was just whoever.
Yeah. And it was like a Yeti microphone, right?
Yeah. This was actually pre-RSL show. This was the podcast that turned into the RSL show that we don't speak about anymore.
But. Gotcha.
But the first RSL show, once we officially took over the RSL show moniker, was at a kitchen table with that same Yeti, you know, just area mic. It was rough.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Now we're here.
The history of RSL show. It'll get better. We'll figure out how to use these boards and all that. Cool. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think it'll actually hit me that I'm here with you guys until Saturday when we head to the stadium and start doing our thing, man.
That's right. Yeah, that's
big things planned for Saturday. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday, so that'll be cool. We need to get you a credential today, so I'll put an email in for that.
Sorry to sidetrack. I haven't seen the email to request
for San Jose.
Yeah, because we need to request one for our guest.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Because that never came.
Okay, I'll talk to those dudes.
Okay.
So at the time of recording, tomorrow, when this episode is going to air, Chivas and Santos are going to be playing at Rio Tinto. Expect all of the shithousery that you saw with Santos and Club America. Awesome fans, good play. I'm feeling for Dan Farns because people will and are going to pitch invade. I don't care what you do to try and, like, not... I mean, you could get somebody on the PA to, like, say it in Spanish not to run on the grass, but those people are going to run on the grass, dude. And by those people, I say my people, Hispanics. We're all Latino. So I wish I could be there. I'm not going to be there. Josh, are you going?
Yeah, I'll go, as long as they let me in.
Yeah. Isaac, you got – no, you're not going?
I'm not going.
Yeah, Alex.
I will be there.
You'll be there with your fam, right?
I'll be with my family.
Big Chivas fans.
Big Chivas, all of us.
I think that's going to be a... I think it'll be better to be with your family instead of, like, being media, to be honest, with your family, so...
So I have to tell you now that me and my... our good friend Bean Mace decided we're Santos Laguna fans, like, 2 years ago.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
That's horrible. We just did. It's a horrible team.
So...
they're not even good.
Okay.
Wow.
We've picked
Santos
and I'm
Laguna.
Sticking with it.
It's like the Nashville SC of
that's giving them too much credit.
If you're a big fan, name
too much credit. Yeah.
I don't know any players.
That's horrible. You should.
I'm a huge fan.
Did you at least like Google the city, like where they're located?
I don't even remember. I don't remember the exact conversation. We're like, I guess we're picking Santos.
I picked an NHL team recently. So
welcome to the club.
I'm an Avalanche fan now.
Dude,
I got
Stanley
recruited.
Cup Finals.
Yeah, so it's a good time to be an Avs
21
fan.
Years ago, I remember watching them win that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you know me, I usually pick winning teams.
Yeah, yeah. So this year it's Colorado. Next year it'll be
probably
Colorado again.
Yeah, probably. Cool. Sorry, NBA Finals. That's a lot of fun, too, if you guys are watching NBA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems to be going a lot faster, but I think the series is 3-2 for Golden State right now. So
can we make it so neither team wins?
Probably. That'd at some
cool.
point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about a big win, or I guess some people are kind of saying that it's not a win. Apple, the big news out of Apple, basically going to hold all of the broadcasting rights for Major League Soccer, which means, I mean, you know, that kind of impact is going to mean that although everything's going to be available in one app on Apple TV, you're going to have to pay for it, most likely. I mean, not even most likely, like it's a guaranteed you're going to have to pay for that. The only exception is if you're a season ticket holder, you'll probably get like some kind of code to redeem or whatever for the season, which is a pretty fairly decent deal, but... what that might mean for, I know KSL. I mean, as an employee here, I'm already hearing, you know, the stir that it's caused because, mm-hmm. you know, the exclusive streaming partner of Real
gone.
Salt Lake is just basically dead.
KMYU gone.
Yeah, it'll be dead for 2023. That means for broadcast KMYU. That means like David James and the other one, Brian Dunseth. What's going to happen to them, right?
Everyone's uncertain, and I think that's what is freaking people out the most, right?
Yeah.
It sucks to have to subscribe to watch a game, but I really think people are more concerned about what's happening to Dunny.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the way that they've brought out MLS Next Pro.
Which is trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I think that concern comes from that, because if you look at the broadcast on MLS Next Pro, it's not good.
It's one wide camera angle from like 300 feet away.
The AI camera, yeah, and it's an AI camera. Like, no one's manning it.
Yeah.
The AI is just trying to follow the ball.
No commentary.
No commentary.
Unless they've added it. I don't know if they've added it, but it's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something in the deal where it's got to uphold at least.
I'm sure Apple will do better.
Yeah, it's like what they're doing now. Right.
But there's concern, right?
I don't think Major League Soccer. I mean, Major League Soccer right now, too, where they've gotten, although you can look at the deal and say like, okay, Major League Soccer sold out for, you know, $2.5 billion, 10-year deal, $250 million per year. That's got to be like a calculated risk where you're like, okay, it took us 15, 20 years to literally get to where we are now, where we have a great product, there's a great following. Soccer's like cool to watch in America now. So to sell it out for the money and then just kind of give them complete control over how a game is presented, you would hope that they would keep at least the broadcast similar to what it is now, because I think that a lot of, you know, markets or like ESPN or whatever, the Fox Soccer, I don't know exactly who's like doing the broadcasts mm-hmm. for all of the matches, but you got to walk into those meetings and say like, it's got to at least hold this standard or it's got
to
be better.
Right. It has to be status quo.
Yeah.
Or much better.
Yeah. Because it would be crazy if they like mounted a GoPro
and are like, good luck.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here you go, right? You're like squinting.
Here's $2.5 billion for nothing.
Yeah. So.
No, but the production will be fine. I think the real concern is our commentary.
Yeah.
There is a lot of, I mean, positives just looking at it, though, just kind of like the overview of it. Like, they're going to be doing English and Spanish broadcasts mm-hmm. for every game. They're going to be doing some in French because of, obviously, Montreal. They're going to be doing some in other languages. And so I think it's really cool that Apple's going to be doing that, as well as there is word that they want to, like, separate the commentary teams by region. So we'll have, like, different commentary teams depending on where we go.
Yeah. You know, you would just hope that, you know, that they keep some of the local talent. And you would hope that it's just not going to be it's like when you travel or you find a broadcast feed and it's like it's clearly not, you know, Brian Dunseth or David James, and it's just some dude who's there to commentate, knows really nothing about the team, mispronouncing names, mm-hmm. but
very homery.
Yeah. But I know from the work that, you know, that I do with MLS, it's like they're really striving to take it up a notch, and they're striving for excellence. And so you would just hope that Apple wants to play ball, you know, will be open, not just going to – I mean, it's an investment too, right? I would hope that Apple, you know, comes in at this rate, takes it over for 10 years. They say, hey, look how awesome we did this. And I think that maybe we're kind of like the guinea pig, and then maybe we'll see – by that time, that's going to be crazy, dude. 2033. We're going to be old.
Yeah, we'll be far retired from the RSL show. Yeah,
one of us will be dead for sure. I think, you know, at that time, it's like you're going to see pitches to the NBA or the NFL. And, you know, as somebody who's like an employee of TV, like, although the Apple stuff is really cool, it's like it's also kind of scary because you kind of see that transition between. I mean, right now, it's like, you know, we look across the board and everyone's got like six different streaming apps mm-hmm. That they're paying for to avoid the cable bill, but it's like it accumulates and you're paying more than a cable bill, but you still hold on to them for some reason because you see the value in it.
Right.
And so I think with Apple, just with everything that they do, I think they do it well. I'm kind of excited for what kind of vision they'll bring on to not necessarily just the broadcast side, but what kind of like behind the scenes access are they going to implement? What kind of, you know, I think of widgets because I'm pretty old, but like if you access like the Apple TV app and you go into an app that's specifically MLS soccer where you watch the app, can I get news about my favorite team? Can I get exclusive access on my favorite team? Mm-hmm. Can I see exclusive interviews by Apple? I think that'll be really cool, but I don't think it's going to be like that probably for a few years. So right now I think it's what everyone's concerned is it going to be up to broadcast par? Are we going to have the same voices? But also a really cool positive thing about it is if we have to name a positive is that whole geofencing shit gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. So people in Portland or people who we know listen to the RSL show in Columbus or wherever the hell you are, Cincinnati, I don't know, and they're RSL fans, hey, guys, you guys don't have to tweet at KSL anymore right. If the stream isn't working or if it's geofenced or you don't have to get some like sketchy VPN to make it work. This is going to be cool. And it's convenient. I'm an Apple fan. It's convenient as hell.
No, it is. And I do agree that it's convenient, right? Like, you know where to log in, Apple TV. You watch it all. My concern is how are they going to draw in a new fan? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to go, hey, Andy, I know you've never watched Rail before, but you should sign up for Apple TV now and watch this game instead of just tune into KMYU.
Okay, here's the argument to that. So how many people watched or tuned into Ted Lasso?
Right, so that's a good...
Because they already had Apple TV.
Right, but how many
new fans got intrigued and like were like, oh, I'm all of a sudden kind of a soccer fan and I'm going to check out soccer.
Yeah, that's one argument.
Yeah, I think for people like inherently, if you're MLS... And you know Apple's just raking it in. I mean, they're up there, right? Like, what's bigger than Apple? I don't know.
Google,
right? Yeah. Whatever. So it's like all of the people who already have Apple TV, the cool thing about that is when they log in, they're going to see MLS matches.
MLS blasted, yeah.
And that'll probably pique some interest or it's just going to be available because, again, back to what I said, a lot of – you know, I think a lot of people our age, like, we're not paying for cable. We don't care about cable, but mm-hmm. we do have Apple TV, even if we feel like it's ripping us off.
Right.
So I think, I don't know, man, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah,
but the cool thing about this all is the worldwide aspect and that they mentioned that. They're like, we're going to stream this crap, like, worldwide. We're going to make it available everywhere. So,
well, and that's just going to mean more money for us to go buy bigger name players.
Yeah, or you get some fans, dude. You get some fans across the way that, like, have never heard of Real Salt Lake, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like those, remember those two kids that we met kind of briefly? Were they German kids?
But they, they were just supporting RSL
because they had seen them play somewhere. I don't know.
It was wild because they were like diehard.
So I think it's just going to kind of open it up. And I think as the league gets more credibility, it's just going to work wonders for both sides. And I mean, Jeremiah, the sports anchor downstairs, he was telling me, you know, he like called me out a little bit because he's like, oh, that's the silver lining. Because I said, like, well, how often do you buy like an Apple Watch or an iPhone or MacBook, and it already comes loaded with Apple TV subscription for a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited, if you guys can't tell. I think it's great, and I think it's going to demand that a lot of MLS teams just kind of follow suit and kind of, you know, up their content, make it interesting. If there's going to be, like, behind-the-scenes whatever, I hope it's going to be cool stuff that is, you know, delivered from the teams, so... But let's start with the broadcast. Let's make sure the broadcast gets nailed out first.
Definitely. Otherwise, Dunny's just going to go do international games, you know, Fox Sports maybe.
Yeah.
I hope.
They're still in talks, with ESPN and Univision to do national game stuff. So, I mean, Dunny can go do that.
Yeah, but if Dunny isn't, you know, if it doesn't go well and Dunny's no longer the broadcast guy for RSL, I hope RSL still finds a way to keep him involved and keep him as the face of Real Salt Lake.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he is. Like, he's the best ambassador we have and will have, so.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of like looking at quotation marks here from the Los Angeles Times, this is a great way to sum it up. So the sport lacks the broad appeal in the U.S. of other major professional leagues, but it does have a passionate fan base that is younger than most of the leagues out there for these events. And I mean, we've seen it, right? Like, how many times have we said, like, you drive by schools now and what sport are they playing at recess? It's soccer. It's crazy. That wasn't I know you were 3 years old, Alex, when that happened, but it's real, dude. Like, it's I remember driving 6 or 7, 8 years ago, whenever it was, and you would kind of see it, and even for that time it was kind of amazing, but now it's like, dude, you meet like younger kids and they're looking up to people in MLS and they want to play Major League Soccer, right? And you know, like you said, like, I grew up
With him and Javi, he was a kid, so Javi is a legend to you and I, right?
Yeah.
But we were older when he was around, so it doesn't hit the same as it does when you're a small kid,
right?
Because that athlete, like John Stockton and Karl Malone, to me, Jeff Hornacek, all those guys are like gods, right? Because you were looking up to them growing up. So that's how all these kids are now, with the Beckermans, Raimondos, Krylocks now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, so.
That's Kyle Beckerman and Raimondo for me.
Yeah.
Right, because you guys were younger. Like, we were, like, I was a junior in high school, I think, when RSL started. So, like, I was already older. You know, like, that stuff stopped really being as crazy as it is when you're 5, 6, 7 years old.
And you were just waiting for the league to flop at that point.
I wasn't that salty back then.
Yeah, weren't salty.
Yeah. That's come over time.
I think it's positive. Let's take a vote on it. Alex, do you think it's a positive or a negative thing for MLS soccer?
I think it's absolutely positive. Obviously, there's still things that need to be worked out, like the broadcast. Yep. There's still stuff that, you know, they need to make sure that they do the production right and stuff like that. But I think overall, even just using the Apple brand to kind of push MLS, like, because Apple's huge, you know. And so I think MLS signing on with Apple is going to be a big positive for the league in the long run.
Do you think every player is going to have to wear an Apple Watch during the game? Or like the shoulder,
be great. It'd be,
the sleeve patch, every team's going to have
I mean,
an
with
Apple
the technology, with the technology that is, you know, the advancements in technology nowadays, I could definitely see, like, you know, the sports bra chest thing that they
just
wear.
Moving that to the
moving it to Apple. Like, Apple starts making stuff like that for the league. Like, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
And I could definitely see it happening. Like I said, MLS should definitely capitalize on using the Apple name to, like, get themselves out there and become more popular within the country.
Yeah. It's going to spark interest, man. And you know people are at NBA, NFL, they're like, what? Because Apple's huge, yeah.
Yeah, what do we do now?
Yeah, if it was like Android or something, like, who cares? It'd be a bad deal. Android user, that was a shot to you guys.
All
right.
It's all pixelated when they're broadcasting the games.
No, the game. 480p streaming.
But, yeah. But if you log in to watch it on, like, your iPhone, the screen's, like, a quarter of the size.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in a group message.
Bro. It'd be, yeah. Oh, my. That would be horrible, dude.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not will that into existence.
Dude, just everything that goes wrong with Android phones just translates over.
Yeah, see, that would be funny if they made it so, like, you could only watch, like, Apple TV. Wait, I'm
well, yeah, I mean, on Androids, you can't, I don't think you can download Apple
TV. Yeah, you can't do Apple TV on it, right?
So, it's Android like users, tell me how Apple is still awesome. Or, excuse me, tell me how Android is still awesome. It's horrible. Remember that whole thing? Like, do you remember the HTC Evos and you can have five batteries and your phone? It's so stupid, bro. Like,
Who cares?
I, dude, if you drop your phone in 2022 and your battery pops off, like on, if man. That happens, dude, come on, dude. Like, that's such a bad
having
look.
To pop
it's
your
almost...
battery out to like unfreeze your phone.
Bro, if you're still living that life, dude, oh, man, that's almost as bad as having green text messages.
Jeez, yeah.
All right, Isaac, positive or negative thing?
I think positive for now. It could be a negative. I just feel like they're going to control, you know, soccer.
It's gonna end up like Adidas being the only jersey sponsor?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've all seen what Adidas has done. So.
Nothing.
I don't know. Hopefully people will jailbreak Apple TVs and... It'll be free. So, there you go.
Very cool. What do you think, Josh?
It's positive. Show me the money. Let's go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's
a
great DPs
deal.
With just the Apple money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it makes you kind of wonder, like, what advancements or... I mean, dude, when you're getting, like, bankrolled, like, $250 million a year...
I bet
year,
you they expand the salary cap.
Like, come on, dude. That is insane. Yeah. I mean, that's just... That's... And if you spread the wealth through the league... You're probably going to see, like, new franchises pop up, maybe some money.
Hopefully
I don't know.
Not. Yeah. Hopefully we cap it at 30.
I definitely do agree that, like, with all the money that they're going to be pumping in, like, there's going to be a lot of changes on what we see, the actual product on the field.
Well, yeah, because the Players Association out the CBA, they're going to want a bigger slice
of
that pie. Yeah,
absolutely.
So
there's going to be a lot of changes on the field for sure as well with this.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. That's I think it's the coolest news. It really is. It's like history making news. I mean, it could go really bad, really good, but I have a really positive feeling about this. I can only see good coming from it. The only negatives is just going to be like how does it affect, you know, our beloved sports broadcaster announcer people. So hopefully, hopefully Apple TV is just smart and they just. They just approach the people that they know and that they know in the area or in the local markets that are good and just kind of retain them. Cool. So, excellent. So, let's just go ahead and move forward. Real Salt Lake faces San Jose Earthquakes Saturday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. San Jose, by the way, is sadly in 13th place in the Western Conference.
But they were in, like, Bear almost dead last. So they have improved since they let their coach go.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah, so it's who was it? Almeida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Almeida. Chivas legend. I know you
Chivas
know.
Chivas legend, absolutely. Couldn't do it either, though.
Yeah, I mean he's a beloved coach. Yeah.
Sometimes you can't do it in Columbus on a rainy Thursday night. You know what I mean? That's rough.
So, you know, San Jose obviously like Wondolowski lists, right?
Oh,
they don't
God.
Have Wando anymore.
We're not cursed anymore.
Yeah.
So, still dangerous though. San Jose always gives us fits.
Yeah. So let's just kind of, I would say we kind of wrap this show up. I mean, it's going to be, we'll talk about the, like, I would say predictions, just to kind of go into that. But, I mean, we've been on a break. It's hard to kind of assess. I mean, unless you guys, I don't know if you guys have gone to practice or if you guys have seen anything, like, newsworthy that could affect maybe – having a negative result against a team that's second to last.
I mean, Herrera's out with the red.
Okay. That could be a big one.
But Chris Caplan, I think he steps in and does a fine job. I'm not that worried. I think we win. I think San Jose scores a goal or two, but I think we still win.
Yeah. That's the thing with San Jose. Like, they can score goals, but they also concede a lot more.
A lot of goals, yeah.
They score, but they concede a lot. And so, I mean, yes, the red card to Herrera is concerning, but I think RSL will be fine. Yes, maybe one goal goes in, but I think RSL, being at home, can win this game.
Very yeah. cool.
I still have nightmares of the game last year where they just took it to us, man. We looked so bad that match, but yeah. We're a different team now. We've kind of found an identity, so I'm not too worried about that happening again.
Very cool.
Cade Cowell, though. Kid's good.
Yeah.
For being, what, 18, looking like he's 55?
Something.
Do you want to talk about transfer rumors? We got a new one.
Sure, yeah. Take it away. Go ahead.
Transfer rumor.
Wow.
No, just kidding.
So what a great rumor, dude. What a great rumor.
Sonny Kittel from Bundesliga 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
out of a little bit about Hamburg.
Hmm.
Yeah, attacking midfielder, 29. Apparently, SKC, the Revs, and DC United are all potential landing spots for this fella. But it kind of makes sense. Like, RSL makes more sense for me out of those four for him to land. Because, you know, we love the second division German player.
Krylock. You know,
Krylock, yeah. Bobby Wood. Kind of fits the age range, the price range of RSL likes to stick to. I think this could be a little bit of smoke. I don't know about fire. There's definitely some smoke here, and I'm into it. So,
yeah.
Be a hell of a signing for RSL, honestly. I think he would put Rusnak to shame.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, there's my two cents.
Yeah. I mean, I think I look at, like, the state of where RSL is and, like, the trajectory and how good we're doing. Maybe we're the more appealing side out of those clubs, but I think at the end of the day, it's just going to be like what, you know, money talks and
yeah, I think
representation from the club is going to be more appealing for somebody like that to come over.
I think we probably have, this is going to sound weird coming from me, but I think we have more room to pay him well than the other guys. So I know SKC is looking at signing another guy right now. I can't remember his name, and if SKC does that, they're out of the running. Like, immediately. So, yeah, I'm hopeful. It's just cool to see RSL, you know, actually involved with rumors again. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big change from, like, the last few years.
From the dark days.
It's showing you that ownership is pretty, stepping it up. I mean, right. There's been big changes since the start of the season with new ownership.
Right. There's just actually room to operate a football club now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, predictions. So I heard a prediction earlier. Was it from you? Was it from Josh?
I'm going to go 3-1.
3-1 for Real Salt Lake at yep. home?
Mm-hmm.
Big energy?
Yeah, big scoring energy.
Yeah.
I think the fans are going to be there in force filling it.
Yeah.
I think the international break coming back from that, you always feel good.
Yeah.
3-1 or so.
It'll be 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah, we're a fortress.
I'm going to go with a much closer game, and I'm going to go 3-2 RSL.
Wow.
Ooh.
Coming from behind?
It's going to be a high-scoring game. Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. It's going to be a high-scoring game, and I'm very, very excited for it because, as Josh said, international break. I'm ready. I'm ready to be back out there.
Well, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I think people are ready. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere. 2 weeks, or however long it's been, is... I mean, you feel it, right? It's just it's a nice break, but I mean, it doesn't really seem like much has slowed down. So I would say I'll be hopeful too. I'll be up there. I would say like a 3-0 closeout.
Okay. Do you want to tease our big plans for Saturday?
Let's just make sure they're going to happen first.
Okay, no teasing.
But we're just going to plan on making some YouTube content. We've got a full day where. We're going to be out with a special guest at the June 18th match, and it's just going to be fun, so look out for that. We just got to figure out the details. I should probably call Trey so we can make sure that we get into the building in the first place and just get all the access that we want.
Spoiler alert, they're talking about me.
Yeah. Hey, here's 30 minutes of Alex. No, I think that's great. I haven't really. Have you guys been paying attention to? Have you guys been paying attention to the league? Do you guys watch any matches over the weekend?
No.
Yeah. Not the league, but Costa Rica World Cup, Australia World Cup.
Dude, that goalkeeper.
Killed
me.
And who was the other one? Was it Wales? Wales World
yeah,
Cup.
Yeah, Wales. That, they beat Ukraine. Yep.
Oh. Wales is in the same group as the U.S.
Oh, nice. Yep. Look at that.
If you haven't watched the Australian keepers' shenanigans during the penalty shootout against Peru, it's worth a look up.
Yeah,
oh, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We didn't tweet out any questions, did we?
Nope.
No. So we have none.
We have none.
That's totally fine though. Yeah, that's totally fine.
I don't like y'all's questions anyway. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we got our predictions in place. I'm just trying to think if anything has happened in the last 2 weeks RSL related. Any news? I mean, we covered the transfer rumors.
Yeah.
I think that covers it all. I mean, I think the biggest
news Monarchs lost.
Is that okay? Who cares?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. They still haven't won. It is what it is.
Yeah. You guys been paying attention to David Ochoa's account lately?
He's just not in Utah.
Yeah, dude, that kid's MIA. He is gone. So I think
I think that's settled. Yeah.
Yeah, last episode of maybe not seeing him in an RSL kit anytime soon is pretty factual. Good for him. Good for him for wanting to take like the next steps. But I don't know. I still feel like we're going to regret that decision.
Yeah.
Definitely.
To me, it's kind of weird for the Mexican national team to call him up when he has played one game all year.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I thought that was weird too.
One first team game.
Maybe they I don't know, man. Maybe was they just want to keep him healthy, right? Maybe they just want to kind of save him and
yeah, it was Open Cup game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're saving him for a bigger plan and just asking him to stay healthy and just train with them. So cool. All right. We'll wrap it up. I got nothing else, guys, unless anybody else has anything else.
Nada.
No.
Cool. Anything else that Morales said, dude, that was interesting on your podcast?
That's it, huh?
Everton
I
bailed.
Mean, he says that his biggest, the thing that hurts him the most of his entire career is that 2011 CONCACAF Champions League lost, and that he's making it his goal to win it as manager.
Wow.
Nice. And we told him, we were like, it better be here. Yeah. It better be here in Salt Lake. And he just kind of laughed, shrugged it off a little bit.
Yeah,
we gotta give big shouts to Rabin too. Technically scored 3 goals for his debut for Guatemala. That's
right. His volley was nice.
It was nice. There's no way that last goal was offside either.
I don't know. It was not offside.
I don't understand what rule they were looking at, but
it was not offside.
So I'm giving him a hat trick debut.
He also his dad is in the hospital, I guess. So Rubio, prayers out to your father.
Yeah, all our love out to you, man.
Very cool. All right, guys. We will wrap it up. We're here at the KSL Sports Studio. We don't have a sponsor that pays for the KSL Sports Studio, so kind of have to gloss over that for now. But we love you guys. Check us out on the social media channels at RSL Show. Find us on YouTube. Subscribe there. We're going to be doing more video content like we mentioned. And you guys can follow myself, Alex, Isaac, and Josh on Twitter and Instagram as well. We'll see you guys next week. We'll